Moving on, in Bahrain, tens of thousands of people have demonstrated near the capital, Manama, calling for freedom and democracy. Men and women marched along a road linking several villages in the west of Manama. They chanted slogans against the Al Khalifa regime. The rally was peaceful and no confrontation occurred between the protesters and police. Similar rallies have turned violent in the past, with police using force to disperse the protesters. Opposition demonstrations began in Bahrain in February 2011. They've continued to date despite a harsh crackdown by the Al Khalifa regime. So far, scores have been killed, many of them under torture while in custody, and thousands more detained. Saudi Arabia has been helping the Bahraini rulers in crushing dissent. Political commentator Kamal Wazni is with me now live from Beirut. Let's get his thoughts on this. Mr. Wazni, welcome. We're hearing now again tens of thousands of people coming out in Bahrain. That is a huge number for this small kingdom. And the fact is that these demonstrations are continuing again despite the crackdown. So how do you think the Al Khalifa regime is planning to deal with them? So far, it's been going on with the suppression, but is that working?
Obviously, it is not working. The people have legitimate demand. They wanted their democracy. They wanted their freedom. They want due process. They want the end of discrimination. And if somebody thinks those people will be tired or give up, or they give up, they are mistaken. I think they have the long determination to carry on with their cause and to continue to raise their voice despite the jailing and the imprisoning without any due process. I think the international community, especially the United States, been backing the wrong horse here. They've been backing the Khalifa family, the one who has been killing, the one who has been torturing, the one who's putting people in prison without fair trial, because they have their own interests, their economic interests, their military interests, because this is Bahrain is the home of the Fifth Fleet. But I think in the end, the people will prevail, because there is no turning back. The people are determining to carry their fight to the end. This has been almost 2 years, and the people still coming to the street despite of the heavy crackdown.
Well, Mr. Wazni, there's been a lot of talk about negotiations and the conditions that have been said by the opposition. Those conditions are the release of political prisoners, etc. Do you think these are conditions that the Manama regime is willing to accept, or that talks can even work?
I think eventually they have to listen, and they have to cave in, and they have to give the people the right to be participant in this government. Otherwise, the people are not going home. Simply, they're not going home. They're continuing this fight, and eventually, you can call it 2 years, they can be on the street for 10 years, 15 years. It's going to be peaceful demonstrator. Eventually, those people, they're not going anyway unless their demand has been satisfied. We've been listening to all leaders of this, the leader of this, organization of this people who are organizing the demonstration, and ex-member of parliament, and other people echoing the same sentiment. They continuing to fight for their dignity, for their freedom, and for their life.
Thank you very much, Mr. Kamal Wazni, political commentator, with us there live from Beirut.